Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As all of you know, or you certainly should know, I wrote a book entitled You Can Live in Any Weight You Choose. That's right, you can actually choose a weight that you want to live at permanently, and you'll be able to do that. So today's episode is why you haven't been able to lose weight. But before you understand why you haven't been able to lose weight, you have to understand why you gained weight to begin with. Now think about it. If you're listening to this, you're overweight, or you think you're overweight, maybe 10, 20, 30, 50 pounds, maybe more. So the first question is, you used to weigh that many pounds less. So why did you gain the weight to begin with? I mean, after all, you ate it. You ate enough food to make you gain weight. So why'd you do that? You didn't want to gain weight. You liked to remain thin or whatever weight you started at because it made you feel good. It was fine. So why did you put all that food in your mouth? I mean, after all, you didn't really want the food in your system. You didn't want to gain weight. But somehow, the need to put the food in your mouth overcame your desire to remain thin or whatever weight you were at. Think about it for a minute. You knew exactly what you were doing. You knew that if you continued to put food in your mouth in excess of that you needed for nourishment, your weight was going to go up. And you watch it go up. You watch it go for 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. You watch the whole thing as if you were an uninterested observer. So the question first is, why did you do it? Why did you make yourself gain weight? Nobody had a gun to your head. Nobody forced you to eat all that food. You did it on your own. Well, you know, here's the real simple answer. It wasn't the food. It was an emotional need. Putting food in your mouth tasted good. It made you feel better. It eliminated anxiety. If you got anxious, you know what you did? You put food in your mouth. Maybe you liked it sweet. Maybe you liked it fat. Doesn't make any difference. You put enough food in your mouth and chewed it and swallowed it to cause you to gain weight and to become fat. So you did it intentionally and knowingly. It's really critical to grasp this. Because unless you understand why you gained weight, you'll never be able to get rid of it. So you did it. Face the fact that you did it on your own, all by yourself, knowing full well what was going to happen. Simply put, your emotional need, because that's what it is, an emotional need to put that food in your mouth overcame your desire to remain thin or the weight you were at. So here you are. It's months, years later. Maybe you've been at this weight for a while. You're really unhappy. You tell yourself you're unhappy, but you know exactly what you have to do to weigh less without any question. Just don't put as much food in your mouth. The problem is you can't stop doing it. So why can't you stop doing it? It's the same reason you gained weight to begin with, because you have an emotional need to put food in your mouth. Putting your food in your mouth has positive emotional consequences and eliminates negative emotional consequences. Makes you feel good. It makes you feel secure. You love the taste of that chocolate or fat or hamburgers or bacon or whatever it is, rolling them out in your mouth. It's more important for you to have that taste in your mouth and the resulting emotional feeling than it is to be thin. And what happened over time is that you became emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. After all, let's say you gained 30 pounds. Why didn't you gain 40 pounds? Why not 50? Why not 20? Because the poundage you gained was the poundage that you needed to feel emotionally secure. Where you are at your weight now is what makes you feel secure. That's exactly right. Every time you lose 10 pounds or try, you gain it back. Why would you do that? Think about it for a minute. Let's say you lost 10 pounds. You were on a diet, you went with your friends, you bought a book, you went to meetings, whatever it was. You lost 10 pounds. But then you know what you did? You got nervous. You got concerned. You felt the need to have that food in your mouth, and you gained it back. And maybe even more so. Maybe even more than the 10 pounds. Why? Because you got nervous weighing less. You became emotionally comfortable weighing that weight, the 10 pounds more. And every time you lose weight, you're going to gain it back. You probably can't name 5 people who you know who have permanently lost weight. I don't mean on a diet for 2 months or 6 months. I mean for good. And the reason is always the same. I have a friend who goes to a hospital for weight control, and they give them packets of food to take. Just eat this packet, just eat that packet. They measure out the calories perfectly. You know what? It'll never happen. You know why? Because all diets, without exception, and this is important, are based on emotional deprivation. You're putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons, because it makes you feel good, because it stops you from feeling bad. You love the taste rolling around in your mouth. All of a sudden, somebody's coming to you and say, you know what? I have the answer to your problem. Just don't put those foods in your mouth that you feel give you emotional comfort. That's impossible. That will never last. Remember, all diets, without exception, are based on emotional deprivation. They stop you from feeling good. That's exactly what they do. When you get nervous, they tell you, don't put any food in your mouth. That's not going to happen. You're going to need that. That's the problem, and that's the whole problem. There is no other problem. Nobody forced you to eat the food. Nobody's forcing you to keep eating the food and putting it in your mouth. Remember, eating just very simply is putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's it. That's the part that gives you the joy, the pleasure, the freedom from anxiety. Once you swallow it, it's irrelevant. But of course, it's too late because it's in your system, and you know, sure as you're listening to this, it's going to make you fat. There's no question about it. It's really fundamentally simple. If you want to eliminate it, first you have to grasp the problem. You are unable to lose weight permanently because that, from where you stand now, requires emotional deprivation, which will never happen. So you want to know, okay, John, what do I do? How do I solve my problem? How do I get rid of what I call your emotional need for food? It's simple. It really is. I will take you through it on these podcasts. I again emphasize they're all free. Just listen to it. Understand the problem. Grasp the problem. Once you come to grips with why you've been doing this, it's easy to make it go away, really. So now, understand the problem. If there's any question about it, talk to your friends about it. Ask those people who are also too heavy why they made themselves fat and why they can't stop it. It's always the same. It's never the food. It's always your emotional need for the food. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll continue this.